Good morning, Chair and members. Minister, my name is Freddie Adams. No relation to my colleague sitting on my left-hand side. Chair, I'm from the Western Cape and representing the African National Congress. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair. My name is Kenneth Mubu. I'm from the Democratic Alliance. I am from Pretoria.
I'm Jeremy Cronin, I'm the Deputy Minister for Public Works.
Maybe I should add that the Minister is attending the International Architects Conference, which has been held in the decree, so that's what it is.
Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Primrose Sandy. I'm from Northwest Cape. I'm from EFF.
Morning, and apologize for being late. I'm Mahlubanzi Majafta from the Eastern Cape, representing the African Independent Congress.
Sanbona. Eka mo kete ma bala story. E o ili lo ngale komenti. O suge kaute na wazu na tala ngazi uti. Nga tuang suwa kupi. E suwa kupi kata putu mpati. Nga tuang kupi.
Morning, my name is Isaac Kosi, chairperson for the Council for the Belt Environment. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair, Honourable Members. I'm Rolani Mtanga from the Council for the Earth Environment.
Good morning, Chair, Honourable Members.
The inner circle, yes. For those people who come in. So you have a proper look at you as you move past. Can you introduce yourself so that you know who's in the room? Madam, when you are through shaking hands. We have missed you. You are also in the room. Nobody knows you.
I'm Muhammad Sharif Blankenberg. I'm the secretary to the ANC Study Group on Public Works.
Morning, Mahlole Zibeko here. I'm a committee assistant for the committee.
We didn't hear you. You are speaking alone there. You are mumbling alone.
Morning, once again. My name is Mahlole Zibeko. I'm the committee assistant of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Just the incoming chair of the CID did draw my attention to both she and also the chair, if I'm correct in understanding, of the CDE are here as observers. They have not, their boards have not yet fully been constituted. So just so we have an understanding, so the CEOs are the CEOs. The board chairperson wanted me, certainly the CIDB board chairperson wanted to stay. So that she's here for the moment, learning the ropes as well as an observer.
Deputy Minister, I appreciate your shop steward role. Speaking on their behalf, I have been given the requisite information by the two ladies on my left and right. But I do appreciate your shop steward role. You carry it into many contexts. I would like to welcome everyone here, and particularly those who are going to be making presentations. The primary thing for government, obviously, is to ensure that there is transformation in all sectors, that the majority people of this country, Africans in particular and others, have a stake in the industries that we have responsibility for. So the element of transformation becomes very important. Transformation at the top, middle layer management, everywhere, so that we can see that we reflect the demographics of this country. Having said that, another aspect that the ruling party government places great emphasis on is the empowerment of a greater number of our people to be operative in the sectors that we have responsibility over, by way of job creation, skills transfer. What's our role in ensuring that more and more students have career opportunities in the areas that we are responsible for? So once you give the reports as to what the focal issues are at present, the government imperatives should always be borne in mind. How are we contributing to our national effort from where we are? That's always a question that we are going to ask. Transformation, are we stretching our skills target to make it possible for our students, youngsters, people to find their careers? What are we doing to ensure that more and more of our people have more meaningful employment? I would therefore like to welcome the person or persons who make the contribution for the Construction Industry Development Board. So we are in your agency. You say that the gentleman from IT were paying Mahala. He could not do his job. why is he from IT? He can't do his job. He could not connect. Why couldn't he connect? Compatibility. But shouldn't we find out before the meeting from stakeholders who are going to make presentations as to what they have and what Parliament has and communicate? We can't find out at the last minute when the portfolio committee is about to start that there isn't compatibility. So let us ensure that we sort out these minor changes. I'm told you are signing your plan B. Switch on your mic, please.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, indeed, you are signing the plan B and setting up right now. I'm not sure if I will have also the challenge of compatibility. If the IT guy is close, he can just come and assist, please. Because mine is on, I can't see.
Do members have you distributed a hard copy? So perhaps let us commence with the hard copy and you communicate with whoever I think to come and assist with what you can.
That we have prepared is in accordance with the brief that we received from our parliamentary liaison officer at DPW in terms of what we need to bring to this House, in terms of our strategic plan as it sits now, as also approved by the Minister, as well as our annual performance plan. So we will be taking the House through the presentation that articulates our strategic plan as well as our annual performance plan of the CIDB. Perhaps as introduction, I need to just lay out what CIDB is and what is it about before I go into the presentation. The CIDB is a section, a Schedule 3A entity of government under the Department of Public Works that whose mandate is to regulate, develop, as well as transform the construction industry. By construction industry, we mean all the built environment activities that take place to create infrastructure in the country are under the CIDB radar in terms of regulation. So it's the regulation which speaks to registering contractors in a database and make sure that the contractors are graded in terms of their capacity to do certain amounts of work For instance, a low-graded contractor would undertake small works, and then a higher-graded contractor, which is the highest level, D9, are the contractors that do the major infrastructure projects, like your energy projects, your rail projects, the major roads, the major dams, and so on. So this is the rating that, or the grading that CIDB utilizes, which I will also go through in my presentation. Chair, in terms of development, our emphasis is on contractor development, particularly the small enterprises, by way of partnering and enabling institutions of government as well as entities of government to be able to package projects in such a way that small contractors can benefit and they can develop through the programs that are supported by the CIDB. The third part, which is the transformation, is the most difficult, to see the landscape of construction and built environment transformed into reflecting, as the chairperson has already alluded to, reflecting demographics of the country. And I think this is the challenge that we understand as the CIDB, and it's the challenge that we are positioning ourselves to be bold to be able to tackle and see through. In terms of the presentation itself, Chair, I will start from the layout, which is on page 2 of the presentation. The layout of the presentation is such that we have a mission as well as the mandate that we will talk to. We'll talk about some of the legislative and other mandates that are under revision to tighten the screws and make sure that the CIDB is able to do its work optimally. How we are constituted on bullet number 3 in terms of the organizational structure. What are the programs that are meant to deliver on what our mandate says? The strategic outcome-oriented goals will follow. The description of the core programs under the CIDB in terms of the work that we do and the day-to-day business of the CIDB. And then I will go into overview of key performance as well as deliverables that we have that we need to see through. And then from there, I will hand over to the CFO, who's with me here, Ms. Hlengiwe Khumalo, to take you through the budget as well as staffing issues within the CIDB. And then lastly, the past performance and targets will be tabled by Joe Makubela, who's the senior manager within planning at the CIDB. And then I will do the conclusion, Chair, if you allow me. Thank you very much, sir. I'm going to page 3, where the mission of the CIDB is to drive enhanced delivery management, capacity improvement, and contractor development in the construction industry through strategic interventions and partnerships. The essence of this mission is to make sure that our country, and particularly government departments and municipalities, are able to get, to deliver, and have capacity to improve the infrastructure in the country. Contractor development is also at the core of our mission through strategic interventions and partnerships. What then this suggests is that the CIDB itself doesn't do the contractor development, but utilizes government entities as well as municipalities as well as departments to drive the issue of contractor development through partnerships. So the CIDB comes with a framework within which development of contractors should take place and come with a checklist and come with specifications of what should constitute contractor development and then monitor if those are being carried out through the infrastructure projects that are driven by the various departments. The CIDB itself doesn't have a budget where it draws out infrastructure and builds bridges, builds roads and so on. but its capacity and its budget is that of supporting and giving direction to municipalities and government departments and saying, this is how we should be doing contracted development. You must have the following measures in place. You must have this policy. You must have this plan. And this is how you monitor that contractors get developed. So our role is that, rather than that of a rolling infrastructure, creating roads and so on, and then thereby also developing contractors. I hope I'm clear, dear Chair, because this is fundamental for us understanding my presentation going forward.
We'll inform you when you are not here.
Thank you very much, Chair. That's comforting. In terms of the mandate on slide 4, the mandate of the CIDB is to provide strategic leadership to the construction industry stakeholders to stimulate sustainable growth, reform, and improvement of the construction sector. Also to promote sustainable growth of the construction industry as a whole and the participation of the emerging sector, which is the contractors I was referring to. To determine, establish, and promote improved performance and best practice of public and private sector clients, contractors, and other participants in the construction delivery process. In terms of our definition, clients are all the departments, all the state entities, and all the municipalities that roll out infrastructure. We are clients of CIDB in that we try to satisfy their needs in terms of their requirements. If they need to deliver on projects, we come with best practices, notes, and guidance on how to deliver optimally and quicker in terms of infrastructure. Also, give support in terms of budgeting and planning for works. That is our specialty, and that is where we should be emphasizing as the CIDB throughout the delivery process. Also, to promote uniformity in applying policies through all spheres of government, promote uniformity and ethical standards, construction, procurement reform, and improve procurement and delivery management, including the construction code of conduct. So we've got a construction code, we've got a code of conduct that must be adhered to make sure that all these deliverables and all these nice things that we want to see happen in the department are carried out. Also to develop systematic methods for monitoring and regulating the performance of the industry and its stakeholders, including registration of projects and contractors. So we're not only working with government departments and municipalities, we also work with contractors. We make sure that they are in our database, they are properly graded, so as to mitigate risk to departments that get them to do work and make sure that they are properly graded to do and they are capacitated to do the work that they are graded to do. Okay, I will go to the revision to legislative and other mandates. During the financial year 14-15, which is the one that we are in right now, the CIDB will focus on identifying further developments to contractor registration criteria, taking into account the state of development of the emerging sector and the purpose of the register as a macro risk management tool to the public sector. We will improve, Chairperson, on our regulations on an ongoing basis, but in particular, we have targeted the areas that are listed under the bullets of that sentence to say grade 1 registrations and renewals and BE reporting requirements will be looked at with scrutiny in terms of tightening our regulations. By this, we are saying that the grade 1 registrations are going to be looked at in terms of how they are constituted for people to enter the construction industry, because this is the entry level, and try to make sure that we enable entry or smoother entry into the construction industry. Also, those who are renewing their registration should not be, the process shouldn't be cumbersome for somebody who's already in the industry, because after every 3 years, there is renewal that needs to take place for a contractor within this, the CIDB. Also, we are going to tighten the screws, working with the construction sector council, construction sector, charter council, and making sure that the BEE reporting requirements are aligned. That is, if a contractor is not BEE compliant, then the grading and all the requirements, the assessment, should take that into account. And we don't then give work now and again to contractors who are not committed to transformation and to making sure that their BEE rating improves. So that is something that we're going to be focusing on in 2014-15. Also, a demerit system for contractors with regard to reportable health and safety incidents. Contractors that continue to put lives of workers at risk and they've got incidences of death and fatality and injury at work are going to, we are going to revise the regulations to make sure that we demerit some of the points for those contractors so as for them to feel the pinch in terms of the work that they do. The use of CIDB registered subcontractors, as it were now, subcontractors are not regulated in terms of CIDB registration, but now we are also introducing subcontractors because they form a big chunk of the work that happens in a construction site, and they need to be registered as well and be graded by the CIDB so that we have a register. And also we mitigate risk to the construction process as a whole. The use of CIDB registered contractors on home building contracts. For now, contractors that are registered with the NHBRC, the National Home Builders Registration Council, are not obliged, and they are doing only housing projects, are not obliged to register also with the CIDB. They can either be registered on NHBRC or on CIDB. In this case, now we want to work closely and make that alignment because there is a lot of risk that comes with the housing territory. There are a lot of cases where houses are not built to standard by contractors that are registered on the NHBRC that are not necessarily registered on the CIDB. So we are going to concentrate on working closer and together with NHBRC to make sure that there are no gaps between us that allow contractors to do work that is shabby and get away with it and move on and continue to do work in that fashion. So it's something that is ongoing that is coming for the new financial year. Okay, also we will be looking at regulation on contractor development programs. The CIDB, our institution, will continue to explore the registration criteria as well as regulations and possible amendments to the Act, which will ensure the sustainability, participation, and growth of the emerging sector. Specifically, the CIDB will explore further entrenching and making tools of the National Contractor Development Program mandatory, and to move beyond implementation of the CPDs being voluntary by client departments. The essence of this is that client departments, as of now, may choose to work or to assign work to contractors that are developing and making sure that these contractors get developed. But that is voluntary at the moment. But going forward, we would like to tighten the screws and make sure that client departments have got targets that they need to meet in terms of developing contractors within their budget and infrastructure. For instance, if we say 10% or 5% or 15% of the overall budget should be that of contractor development, that amount should be ring-fenced, therefore, and be made sure that it is utilized or tendered only by the contractors that need it to grow and that are in a certain program for contractor development. So I will continue and go to slide number 6, which speaks about the organizational structure of the CIDB, how we are constituted. On slide 7, we've got the executive authority there, the Minister, Honorable Julius Nyusi, who's the executive authority. Then we have the board, which has got the incoming chairperson, Ms. Linda Lomia Taza, who's an analyst, and we're honored to have her. Then myself, the Chief Executive Officer, reporting to the board. And then we've got four programs that deliver on the four programs of the CIDD. And then the last one on the right is the Chief Financial Officer, who in fact runs corporate services within CIDD. I will start with the Chief Financial Officer on the right. Within that office, we've got managers that are tasked with facilities management, managers that are tasked with supply chain management within the CIDD, HR, finance, and all those aspects under this unit. So it's more of a corporate services component than the Chief Financial Officer. Then next to it, on the second right, is the Program Manager, Provincial Offices and Contractor Development. The Program Manager that we have here is tasked with managing 9 provincial offices that we have across all provinces of the Republic. In every province, there is CIDD presence that assists contractors with registration, assists contractors as well as clients. By clients, again, government departments, provincial, local, national government, in all the aspects that I've alluded to before. Also, the same office under this program manager is tasked with contractor development. In the middle, we've got a program manager for procurement and delivery. The program manager there assists clients with respect to procurement measures, the revision of tendering system, the revision of and assessment of our tools in terms of delivery. To say, are our project management systems in place? Are program managers being utilized? Are government departments capacitated to understand the procurement measures of government and also to make sure that delivery does take place? That support is given by the program manager, procurement, delivery, and delivery management. On the left-hand side, second from the left is the program manager, construction industry performance. These are some of the surveys that we do on an ongoing basis in all aspects of the built environment, in terms of construction works, how are the contractors doing, how is development going, what is the analysis of the budgets that we use, does government have capacity, if not, what are the challenges that are at hand to carry out infrastructure projects. So these are all the surveys that are being made that feed onto our strategy of how we're going to tackle and assist clients in terms of their delivery mandates. And then on the far left is the program manager, construction register services. The construction register services is our system of registering contractors, assessing them and grading them accordingly. So that if you appoint as a client a grade 9 contractor, you know that they have gone through assessment by the CIDB, they are able to tackle work of this magnitude. If you talk, if you get a contractor graded 5, you know that this is the work that he can do. He cannot go beyond his capacity in terms of work that can be done. So that is the program on the far left. Chair, on slide number 9, the strategic outcomes oriented goals of the CIDB. We've got strategic priorities that we have set for ourselves in terms of the APP, and the major ones are 7 in number. I will go through them now. The first one being to strengthen the awareness of the National Contractor Development Program and roll out of contractor development programs with a focus on monitoring and reporting on the program itself, which is the contractor development program. To manage and improve the construction register services through business process management, best practice and registration criteria review. The ongoing registration of contractors as our business through best practice and registration review that we have. The third is the implementation of the anti-corruption strategy to improve compliance, monitoring, and enforce CIGB response. By admission, Chair, our industry and our sector is one of the most corrupt. And I think all indicators in terms of research and development point out that it's one of the most corrupt. So as CIGB, we cannot shy away from our responsibility in terms of this component. We have to be bold. We need backing from the House, this House in particular, from our board, to be able to tackle the challenges at hand in terms of tackling corruption. In the previous submission of Public Works, when they tabled their strategic plan, there were questions from this House that spoke to what is CIGB doing about collusion. And the chairperson and myself tried to paint the picture in terms of the steps that the CIGB is taking with respect to collusion. That is one aspect. There are many, many more cases that are smaller here and there that we are dealing with on an ongoing basis within the CIGB in terms of our mandate as the regulator of the ministry.
No, as you correctly say, the sector is known as where corruption lives. What one would be interested to know is what we are doing, what you are doing about that. There is this picture out there that the devil stays in this sector when he's not so busy, goes to others. So I would like to know what you are doing about that. To say there's this common perception, good and well, but our responsibility is how do we address this problem?
Chairperson, on an ongoing basis, we have a matrix of all the complaints that are being brought to our attention by various stakeholders, from clients to departments, as well as public in general. We have a list of contractors that have been reported to us, even sometimes by the media, that are brought to our attention. And they are all at the radar of the CIGB, where we have a set of sanctions that are within our mandate to impose. They range from deregistration totally, that is meaning scrapping off the contractor from our register, 10 years suspension from contracting, 1 year suspension, a notice being given, fines. We have a list of sanctions that are at our disposal, Chairperson.
You know, I'm glad that you have the matrix that you speak about and the list of sanctions. But what the portfolio would be more interested to know, we'll ask you to come back to report on the list of the actions that you've carried out against the criteria that you say best within your authority. But more important is to get that list. For the past year, these are the culprits that did X, Y, and Z. This was the action that we took. We have 20 or one instance where we've taken action. That's what we'd be interested to know. Not the matrix. The matrix is important. It's a starting point. But it's how we utilize that matrix that's more important. So I'll be inviting you back, sir, for that report to tell us what you have done over the past year. You may proceed.
Thank you, Chair. The sentiments are noted. And as such, we indeed have that information. Number four of the strategic priorities, promote uniformity of construction procurement in the organs of state. If we talk procurement and we talk tendering procedures, for instance, we ought to have them uniform. It is our responsibility and our priority to make sure that the standards are the same, the specifications in terms of generic requirements are the same and they are uniform, so that if somebody tenders in Eastern Cape and tenders in the Western Cape, the requirements are the same. There is no confusion to say, I need to go and get the culture or the dynamics of that particular province or of that municipality. People who are doing business should do the business on the same rules. So that is part of our priority on an ongoing basis, to make sure that there is uniformity in the construction procurement, particularly within the organs of state. The fifth is the monitoring of the performance of the construction industry, which I alluded to say there are continuous surveys that we do. Number six, to improve the performance of the sector and value to the client. It is our responsibility as CIGB to make sure that there is capacity in the country to carry out the projects for infrastructure through contractors and professionals. Also, to improve infrastructure delivery skills in the construction industry. Skills development is very crucial. In the recent past, we have seen artisans being depleted. You seldom find the skills that you used to find in the olden days. We want to bring that back now to say that the skills should be kept at rest within the construction industry, so that we do not lose the skill set that we have within the sector. Slide number 13, core programs of the CIGB. The first program is the construction register services. Trying to go down to the detail of my initial introduction. The registration of contractors and registration of projects of both public and private sector construction projects. There is a requirement of the CIGB for contractors to be registered, all contractors to be registered. Over and above that, all projects need to be registered on the database of the CIGB. When projects are going out on tender, everybody who visits the website of the CIGB should be able to see the contractors being registered there. We've got compliance challenges here, Chair, in that some departments at national, at provincial, and at municipality level are not registering their contracts on the register of projects of the CIGB. So when contractors go there, they find that there is a tender which is on the paper, but which is not on the database of the CIGB. This is wrong, and this is something that we need, that as CIGB, we would like to tighten on, to say all projects need to be on the register of the CIGB. To try and tighten the screws on this one, Chair, we are beginning to report departments that do not register their project on the database to the Auditor General for an audit, so that now their books do not become clean at the end of the financial year, because they had projects that they tenders that they sent out which they didn't register on the database of the CIGB. So this is one area that we can do. Secondly, implementation of the regulations to align the construction register services with developments in the construction industry, ensuring that the register is maintained as a macro risk management tool for the public sector. If departments source work from a service provider, a contractor, they should be confident that the CIDB has done its assessment and grading such that there is less risk on the client because of the grading that the CIDB has ensured in terms of work that can be done by the various clients. So this alignment to us is very important on the program under construction registers services. I'm moving to program two. The construction industry performance focuses on the following: improved performance and best practice for an industry that delivers reliable value to clients and other stakeholders. Information on construction industry indicators to inform CIGB strategy, policymakers, and stakeholders. In essence, what this says is that we will continue to gather information through the surveys, through the analysis that we do, in order to inform clients of the shortcomings in their systems and in their capacity, also to inform our own as CIDB, hence we are tightening regulations because of the work that is done in this program, to say there are gaps here and there that we need to close for us to have a watertight case in terms of the work that we do in regulating the construction industry. Slide number 14. The third program is Procurement and Delivery Management, which focuses on enhanced public sector construction procurement and infrastructure delivery management capability of public sector clients, enabling efficient and effective delivery of quality infrastructure to the public. This is the program that assists departments that do infrastructure and municipalities in terms of their procurement systems, as well as making sure that there is infrastructure delivery capability within those departments and enable an efficient and quality check of such infrastructure through the guidance of this program to the various clients. Program number 4, Provincial Offices and Contractor Development. Enterprise and Contractor Development is important here, with emphasis on increasing the participation of the emerging sector. The program also oversees the provincial offices that we spoke about earlier, which are in all provinces of the Republic. What is important on this program is the fact that the emerging contractors' capacitation is actually emphasized in that, through the partnership that we forge with various clients, we ensure that there is contractor development within the budget and within the works that is distributed by the various departments. Chair, I'm going to page number 16, under overview of the key performance and deliverables of the CIDB. This will sound like a repetition, Chair, but we tried to give as much detail on the strategic plan and the APP in terms of what CIDB's role is. The key performance summary for the contractor registration services, which is the program number 1 that I made summary of before, is to implement and manage and improve national registration services covering the register of contractors, register of projects, and new registers that may be implemented in terms of the CIDB Act. The objective supports the purpose in that we facilitate the registration of public sector projects and distribute quarterly reports over and above registering contractors. So we've got the registration of contractors and the registration of projects. The expected outcome there is effective and efficient registration processes. Slide number 17. The program's targets are briefly outlined below. That the program itself is meant as a target to achieve a turnaround time legislated of 21 days for processing and concluding compliant grade 2 to 9 applications. If contractors of grade 2 up to 9 have made an application to the register within the CIDB, these contractors must apply and be graded within 21 working days. If we go beyond 21 working days in terms of the registration process, for the contractor that complies, that is, with all the documentation, then we are not compliant as CIDB to our legislation in terms of processing that application. And it's something that we monitor on an ongoing basis. And I will allude to this in terms of our performance towards the end of the presentation as to how do we do in these targets that are put here below. 2 working day turnaround time for administration of queries. if there is a query that is incoming into the CIDB about registration, about any matter that that is of concern to a contractor, we need to give 2 days tell-around time to be able to get back to the contractor and give an answer, if not to say that we're still investigating. But the tell-around time is for us to make contact with the contractor or the complainant concerned. The third one is to produce high standard of data quality. The focus will be on ensuring that quality control is effective in each functional areas within the registration services program. A quality assurance team has been established within that program with a mandate to provide assurance on the quality of outputs and engaging relevant business units on areas of improvement. Continuing with the contractor registration services program, fraud prevention is also under this program. The fraud prevention and detection plan will cater for the entire registration processing chain from the time of application, the applications are received, up to activation of grade and head office. So this also is a crucial matter within this program, the fraud prevention and detection plan. Regulation amendments, recommendations. The CIDB focuses very much on identifying further improvements to contractor registration criteria, taking into account the state of development of the emerging sector and the purpose of the register as a macro risk management tool for the public sector. That is now the Contractor Registration Services Program. I will continue then to go to the next program, which is the CIP, which is the Construction Industry Performance. Its purpose is to determine, establish, and promote appropriate measures aimed at improved performance and best practice of public and private sector clients, contractors, and other participants in the construction delivery process. The objective here is an improved performance and best practice for an industry that delivers reliable value to clients, investors, and end users. Information on construction industry indicators to inform CIDB strategy, policymakers, and stakeholders. The expected outcome of this program is improved performance of the construction industry and value for money for clients, which is your government entities and departments. Key performance summary of this program. The CIDB Best Practice Contractor Recognition Scheme. This scheme is the CIDB's recognition scheme is moving from a phase of development to possible implementation. This is where we're looking at contractors' performance and the way in which we recognize the performance, as well as making sure that there is a fee that is being paid for higher grade contractors to be able to supplement contractors that are upcoming and making sure that there's contractor development in that regard. The second target of this program is best practice project assessment scheme. The following have been published or submitted to board. The standard for indirect targeting for enterprise development through construction works, which was in February 2013. The CIDB standard for developing skills through infrastructure contracts, published in 2013 August. The CIDB standard for contractor performance reports for use on construction works contracts, as published also in August 2013. The CIDB standard for contractor performance reports for use on construction works for grade one is complete. Also, there is best practice project assessment scheme. Continuation on page 21, and the following have been published to the board. They are listed in bullet there, Chairperson, on slide 21. We speak about minimum requirements for engaging health and safety management plans, HNSA's health and safety management plans draft, green building certification, performance reports for professional service providers, that provide services on a construction site, not the professionals that do the design and so on under the CBE. The regulatory impact assessment for project assessment scheme has been completed and submitted to Public Works in this regard. On slide 22, Chairperson, there's infrastructure delivery skills that are part of this program. In terms of this, there are various competencies that are being measured to be able to satisfy our requirements for quality in terms of skills development through infrastructure. There is also a skills development agency, the middle bullet or the third bullet from the top on page 22, the skills development agency that is being established, that is at a conceptual stage of being established, where the CIDB as well as all other voluntary organizations under the construction sector are going to be subscribing to the development agency and paying a fee and making sure that there is contractor development on sites, particularly public sector sites. Also, we're putting emphasis on youth in construction. There is a lot of youth that has potential, whose potential has not been tapped or identified. We are going to work alongside other government entities. 2 weeks ago, I had a meeting with the team from rural development, and they are seeking partnerships with us with regards to youth in construction, particularly youth working in rural development. And they are pulling in big numbers. They're talking 40,000 of youth that need to be trained in their various programs. And they seek CIDB's input in terms of complementing the work that they do. So we also will be aligned and working and giving support to ensure that there's youth in construction initiatives out there. There are best practice guides which we develop for the construction industry. There's also industry performance that we monitor on a quarterly basis, looking at small and medium enterprises, construction industry indicators, status report on employer and labor, what is happening in the relations within the construction industry between employer and labor. It's in our interest. We are interested in that, and we do continuous surveys on that as well as the CIDB to understand the space so that we can start writing up practice notes that are going to assist the employers as well as employee organizations to come together, have understanding, and less disruption in the construction sites. Cross-program support and other strategic objectives that we'll be looking at. I want to single out the first bullet today on export promotion. By this, we have a study that is underway already, that's nearing conclusion, where we look at markets beyond our borders for contractors within the South African borders to say, what are the opportunities that exist in our neighboring countries and in Africa in general? Where are infrastructure injections going to go in terms of these countries? And how can we position ourselves as South African contractors to be able to tap into that infrastructure that exists out there? And also, we want to emphasize that contractors, large contractors that are going out of the country, should partner with small contractors to be able to make sure that there is transformation that we are tasked to oversee as the CIDB. Okay, there are also programmatic indicators that are listed on slide number 24.
Perhaps before we continue, I would like us to take a very quick break.
tea has been called tea and coffee before it becomes iced tea and coffee. Can we just take a 10-minute break? Comfort break, tea, coffee. The cheapest watch in the room says it's 29 minutes to 11. So if we can be recommence at 20 to 11. We also need to move faster. It's quite an extensive report. We need to get the report. But we just need to balance the time. But we'll give you as much time as possible so that you can do justice. Members of Parliament are also keen and eager to ask questions and make comments and interrogate your report. I mean, we take that break as quick as thank you.
This weekend, we'll have a good one.